There's a God that believes in you. There's a God that knows exactly where you are. There's a God that knows exactly what you're up against. And it does not intimidate him. It does not cause him to worry, cause him to doubt, cause him to fear. But there is a God that is working for your good. You may not understand it. You may not comprehend it. But there is a God fighting for you. You may feel like you're all alone and nobody knows and nobody understands, but there is a God that knows exactly where you are. There's a God that knows exactly what you're up against. Don't let the devil intimidate you. Don't let the devil try to silence your praise. There is a God that is fighting for you. Oh, somebody ought to lift your voice. Somebody ought to give him praise. Somebody ought to give him worship. There's a God that's come to set you free. There's a God that's come to deliver you. There's a God that's come to break open that prison door. Hallelujah! Oh, I feel miracles in the building tonight. I said, I feel miracles in the building tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Play softly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. You are not here by accident. You're not here by coincidence. But you're here in the divine will of God. You thought you just came in here on just another Sunday night. You just thought you came to church because that's what you always do on Sunday. But God has got news for you. He's got exactly what you need at this very moment, at this very hour. And there is a devil. There is an adversary that has been on the attack in your life, that is causing you to worry, that is causing you to doubt, that is causing you to get discouraged and feel anxiety and feel depression and feel guilt and feel loneliness. But there is a God that has stepped in on the scene and said, tonight is your night. It's deliverance time tonight. It's breakthrough time tonight. Oh, I feel like somebody's going to get drunk in the Holy Ghost tonight. I feel like somebody is going to get slain in the Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. There has been attack upon attack upon attack. In your home, in your family, in your finances, and in your mind. And the adversary has thrown you into a den of lions. And the Bible said that there's an adversary as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the enemy thinks he has you because everywhere around you, you're full of a den of lions trying to attack your mind and attack your spirit and cause you to doubt the very things of God. But I've got news for you on a Sunday night that God is going to see you through. God is going to fight for you. God is going to cause all those lions that have roared, that have tried to intimidate you, that has tried to silence your praise. It's going to watch you as the hand of God moves upon your life. What I need you to do is, if I'm talking to you, see, a lot of people say, well, Pastor, this is all hype. This is all emotional. How could you not get emotional of this? That God's fixing to get you out of this. He's fixing to deliver you out of this. So there is a level of emotion. But right now, I don't need drums. I don't need music. But I'm telling you, there's been an attack upon you. And I've already told you, it's a year of the harvest. And it's a year of the turnaround for you. And that God's fixing to blow your mind. And if I'm talking to you, that the devil has tried to attack you in your mind through fear, anxiety, worry, and stress. Worry about this. Worry how this is going to happen. All I need you to do is step out in faith. Step out in an aisle. Step out of your pew. And I just need you to activate faith. You say, Pastor, why do I got to step out an aisle? Why do I got to walk? Because there's things about faith. When you start walking in faith and you start saying, I'm going to step out and I'm going to see what God will do, I'm telling you, there's going to be somebody filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. There's going to be deliverance in this house. God is fixing to come in on your scene. And if I'm talking to anybody, I just need you to lift your voice right now. Come on, music ain't playing, drums aren't beating, but the power of the Holy Ghost has interrupted this service to tell you, you're not alone. You're not facing this by yourself. But tonight, at this very moment, God is fixing to unleash the greatest miracle, the greatest deliverance that you have ever seen. Come on, lift up your voice. Let a roar go forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I feel it happening right now. I feel shackles falling right now. Activate your faith. Shatarakata. Come on, all across this building. All across this house. In the name of Jesus. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shataraya raya yako. Hallelujah.
Touch this unit, God. I plead your blood on them, God. Sharaya raya rako. Hallelujah.
Come on right now, in the name of the Lord. Ha! Shatarak.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's a mighty moving of the Lord. There's a mighty moving of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Your blood, God. Trust in you, God.
Come on, there's a refreshing oil of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anxiety and stress, they're leaving tonight. You're not welcome here anymore. Confusion, worry, and doubt is leaving. Shatarakayaso.
Come on, break right here. Sharakayaso. Ikaraya Nayarasi. Ikaraya.
Come on. Come on. Ah! Hallelujah. Shorakaya Rasi. Oh, I feel a refreshing oil of the Holy Ghost. A refreshing of His Spirit.
In the name of the Lord.
I feel a suddenly wind of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, there's a deep move. There's a deep move of His Spirit. Come on, what the devil meant for evil, God's gonna turn around for the good. God's gonna turn it around. Hallelujah.
Sharakaya raso rayanda yaki. Sharako raso.
Hallelujah.
Everything about you.
Oh, come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice in this house. Lift up your voice in this house. Oh, God. Oh, God. Sharasayaraki. Don't get in a hurry. Bask in His presence. Bask in His glory. Sharakayarasoraki. Hallelujah. 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 Healings are fixing to take place right now. If you've got pain in your body, wherever it is, pain in your body, all I need you to do is raise your hands. God's fixing to heal you right now. Miracles are fixing to happen right now. And all I want you to do is you raise your hands. This is how faith activates. I just want you to thank God for healing you before it's already happened right now. Maybe in your back, it may be whatever part of your anatomy it is where there's pain is. I just need you to raise your hands and say, God, thank you for healing me. Come on. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the authority that is in the name of Jesus, by your stripes are we healed. And I pray healing right now. To touch your children by the power and the authority that's in the name of Jesus. Would you worship God right now? Would you thank God right now? Hallelujah! 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 Sharakaya rasoraki. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I need you to connect with a brother or connect with a sister. Put your arm around them. And I want you to pray a word over them. Let the Lord begin to use you as you begin to make a proclamation over them. And I'm praying a blessing over their home. I'm praying a blessing over their family. I'm praying for their marriage, God. I pray you help their marriage, God. I pray you touch their kids, God. Pray you touch their mind. Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord, turn things around. Oh, God. Come on. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you today, God. Sharakaya rasoraki. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, speak to us. Speak to us, oh God. In the name of the Lord. Come on, don't ask Him for anything right now. Just enjoy Him. Just love on Him. Just love on Him right now. I feel that refreshing oil beginning to flow through our midst. Hallelujah. 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 I love you today, God. I love you today. Hallelujah. I worship you, God. I worship you, God. I worship you, God. When Daniel made a commitment to pray, that's when the attacks happened. When Daniel made up his mind, I'm going to pray, the attacks happened. And there were some men that didn't like Daniel praying. They were attacks. And the moment you make a declaration to do something for the kingdom of God, attacks happen. And the reason why the attacks happen is because the enemy works through the fear tactic. Because when you make that declaration, what you have done is you have scared hell. And you've scared the devil. And the only thing he can do is to cause you to fear. And that's why he begins to roar. And many of us, the fear is real. The fear when you've given to the Lord. And all of a sudden, the next day, the next week, you lose your job. You made that commitment, I'm going to be faithful in my giving. And finances get attacked. Because the enemy is fearful. He doesn't want you to be blessed. The moment you start praying for your loved ones, God send my loved ones here, he attacks your marriage. He attacks your home. And you're like, why should they come here? Because all we hear, Brother Rudy, is the roar. The roar of the lions. But I realize, if you'll do study of lions, the lions that roar the loudest are the ones without teeth. And the only thing a lion can do is roar to scare you. But it can't hurt you. It can't harm you. It can't kill you. And the moment you realize that is the moment heaven begins to fall. And you start seeing the signs and the miracles and the wonders and the supernatural begin to flow in your life. Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So what is faith? Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
We can't see it. We can't see the breakthrough. We can't see the miracle. We can't see the blessings. We can't see the favor of God until we activate faith. I'm going to pray in the wee hours of the night. I'm going to push the plate away. I'm going to believe God for my family. I'm going to put God first. I may lose my job, but guess what? God's got a better job for me. I didn't realize this, but I got a text, and I was sleeping, and I got a text from my buddy, and he had ran out of gas. And I got an hour, 2 hours later, finally I was able to get down there and put some gas in his tank. And the enemy moves through your brain, and you said it today. When I showed up, you said I was getting discouraged. And that's what the enemy wants to do. Wants to discourage you from living for God and doing what is right. But if you'll keep your feet on a solid rock and you'll make up your mind like that old song we used to sing in our hymnal books, I shall not be moved like a tree planted by the, I shall not be moved. You put your feet down on a solid rock of Jesus. You say, God, let the winds come, let the storms blow. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. You're activating faith. And when you activate faith, the supernatural begins to flow. And all of a sudden, what you thought was there to kill you and take you out because you're in a den of lions now has been the deliverance. Because now the king comes early in the morning and said, Daniel, I didn't want to throw you in there. And you know what happened? The enemies that brought the decree to throw Daniel in there were the ones the king said, throw him in the den. Guess what happened? The lions got off their Daniel's fast. And if you'll stand strong, you don't have to fight the enemies. So the Lord said, the battle's not yours, the battle belongs to me. But if you'll put your faith in God, you put your trust in God, God will fight for you. You may feel like you're all alone, but God's saying you're not alone. And what'd you tell me? You quoted scripture before you even knew it. You said what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you put God first, Matt, it's not always easy to put God first, but it's always right to put God first. I think Bishop says it like this: there's never a wrong time to do the right thing, and there's never a right time to do the wrong thing. The right time is putting God first. Matt, the hand of God is on you. Can I tell you, you're not perfect. You make mistakes, Matt. You are a knucklehead. You're like me. And you've prayed, God, if you get me out of this, I won't do it again. But Matt, you do it again. Am I right? Yep. But guess what? He never stops loving you. He never stops believing in you. You stop believing in Matt, You stop even loving Matt, but God never stops. You're his kid. And if you'll put him first, God's fixing to turn some things around your life. Would you raise your hands right now? Would you stretch a hand towards Matt right now? God's fixing to touch him right now. Oh, would you clap your hands unto the Lord tonight? Oh, would you clap your hands unto the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. I told Brother William Ramos, I said, I always give you a lot of scriptures, but I usually don't follow them. Matter of fact, I hadn't followed one of them. Hey, maybe we'll do it another night. I don't know. But I would rather be moved by the Spirit than to be moved by our schedules. Your schedules will get you in trouble. And I feel like saying this. There are people you know that have messed up and are messing up and are making wrong choices. Get your hand off them. Quit talking to other people about their mistakes. Start loving them. Ye who are spiritual, restore one another. We are not in the destroying business. We are in the restoring business. Because there's coming a day you're going to need mercy and you're going to need grace. So you better give it. Give some love and give some mercy and give some grace away. Would you raise your voice right now? Would you pray, God, help me. Help me to be kingdom minded. Help me to give out mercy and give out love and give out grace. Help me to be what you called me to be. Help me restore people. Help me love people. Hallelujah. Last night, my wife and I sat down and I put a DVD into the player. And it was a God thing for me. It really was. I got the whole DVDs, and I haven't watched all of them yet, but I got the whole DVDs of Because of the Times. And the one that really blessed me was the Forum one. And the Forum was this, and I really try to do this. I try to always have a great Sunday night church. I want to have a great Sunday night service. But if we're going to be the church, we can't just be the church on Sundays and Wednesdays. Got to be the church on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sundays and Wednesdays are just times of celebration. And I was convicted because there's hurting people all around us. You ain't got to look very hard for hurting people. Matter of fact, we got some hurting people probably over in our pews. And I want to help them. I realize that we're going to pack this building out and this building can't even house a revival. I believe that. But it's not going to happen when we sit back on our pews and we say, bring it on, Jesus. It's going to happen by us going out the highways and byways and compel them to come in because they need what we have. They need a do-over in life. What is a do-over? They need to be born again. What is being born again? They've got to repent, as Peter said in Acts chapter 2:38, from the question in Acts chapter 2:37, when they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved?" Peter stood up on that day and said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins." We have got to declare what it takes to be born again. Being born again is not just coming up to Brother Kilgore and saying, "You got a great last name." Because Kilgore is a great last name in the apostolic ranks. Your brother C.P. Kilgore's and all of that. But just because you got a great last name does not get you into heaven. Just because you sit on a pew does not get you to heaven. Just because grandma and grandpa was saved. The only way to get saved is right here. We've got to declare repentance. Dying out. Going to, under the baptismal tank. And be buried in Jesus' name. And we've done our part. And then ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For this promise is unto you and to your children, and to all those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. We've got a job to do. Brother Joseph, God's filled you. God's forgiven you. And you got to find somebody that you can give the same thing that God gave to you. As you freely receive, freely give. If we're going to be the church, then we've got to get this out there to let God do what we felt in here. Can I tell you what happened right now and what's happening right now? It's a divine intervention. It's like we all come together because we're hurting. And God says, you thought you just strolled in here. Divine intervention time. You need me. We get so filled up with this, people take notice that we've been with Jesus. It's like when we delivered the breakfast burritos at 2:00 in the morning or 4:00 in the morning. They're like, "Man, what'd you put in these?" They're just burritos. But we did pray over them. Prayed, "God, touch them." To the fact they're like, "What restaurant is this?" Abundant Life Center. And wouldn't you know that as I was leaving, after I said Abundant Life Center, that there was these two guys that were singing a Christian song. They were two of the workers. And I was like, "Guys, that's great. Come on, sing it at our church." You get this word out. God bless you. God's been good to us. Would you raise your hands and your voices? Would you just love Him right now with me? Come on, God's fighting for you. God's working for you. Even though you can't see it and you can't feel it, He's working for you. He never stops. He never stops loving. He never stops believing. Somebody love Him tonight. I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. I love you, God. Hallelujah. 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 I love every one of you. I hope this was all right tonight. But I've got news for you. You need more of this. And I need more of this. And Brother Mendez, we can get it at our house. We can get it driving down the road. Keep filled up with Him. And He'll open up windows of heaven. And He'll bless you. Would you clap your hands on the Lord tonight?
Amen, amen, amen. There's a burrito blast. We're going to support the youth. $6. Stay here as long as you like. But before you leave, I want you to find two or three people that you haven't talked to yet, smiled at yet, and I want you to love on them. You may have to get out of your pew. And I want you to just say, as I'd like for you to do this, I'd like you to find someone and say, hey, I'm going to be praying for you. Find two or three people. Could you do that? Amen. God bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name.